Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have our special guest here, Mark Tuckey from Isle of Wight Ghost Experience. Now, you're celebrating a special birthday, aren't you?
I am indeed. Yes, it's our 25th year of ghost walking.
Wow.
Yeah, our silver jubilee. Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
So, tell us more about what you do and where you do it.
Well, it all started in 1994. And we started with just one walk on a Wednesday night, which was the Newport Ghost Walk. We weren't sure whether it would be well received or not at the time, but it was at the time when Most Haunted was becoming very popular
on
television. And we sort of rode on the back of that in a way, and it just grew and grew and grew. And through the years, we've expanded the ghost walk till now. We do ghost walks on most nights. We don't do a Friday night or a Saturday night, except by special arrangements. And, yeah, it's still as popular as it always was. And
how
as far
wonderful.
As I'm concerned, I'm still as enthusiastic because we're always finding new stories, new history. I love my history. And a lot of history is spoken about on all of the walks.
How wonderful. Yeah. Now, you must have some great places that you've been to on the island. Where is your favourite place for experiences?
Well, one of my favourite places must be the Botanic Gardens at Ventnor.
Yeah.
It is also, I also claim it to be the most haunted site on the Isle of Wight. You know, I've spoken to many people who've had experiences down there, and my actors also, when they're on the walk, they have their experiences while we're actually doing the walks.
Wow.
It's a very magical place. Mm. Again, it has lots of history, and that is one of my favourites.
That's absolutely wonderful. Over to you, Maggie.
Could I just ask you, when you say experiences, I imagine most of them are good experiences, but are there ever any bad experiences?
Yes, there are. There's meant to be a sort of an entity down there in the garden, which I've had reported to me. I've never seen it myself, although I've come very close to it on one of our investigations. Others in the group actually saw it, but I was not in the location that they saw it at the time. But this dark entity, it keeps cropping up. Medium Sarah Wilkins, she is well aware of it. And as again, my actors are well aware of this entity. It's dark energy.
Wow. Mm. I suppose there's quite a lot of energy down in that environment anyway, because it's got an awful lot of history, hasn't it?
It has indeed. I mean, it was the big hospital, the TB hospital, that was there for nearly 100 years. And there are some wonderful photographs of the hospital before its demise in 69. So that must be one favourite. I do like Carisbrook Castle. That has its own stories. And the walk at Carisbrook, it starts by the castle. We don't go in the castle on that walk, but I have some good stories to tell concerning the castle. And then we move down into the ancient village of Carisbrook. And there's a lot of secret Carisbrook. Behind the back of the main road, there are lots of lovely little lanes and lovely cottages and things that people don't realise are there.
It is beautiful. I used to live down there.
Ah, well, there you go, you see.
It is a really nice place. Now, Hannah, did you have a question, didn't you?
Yes. So did they speak to you while you are going along on these walks? So the spirit.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, yeah. Okay.
Do they speak to you when you're
going
around?
Do they speak to me? They don't speak to me. I'm not as sensitive as I'd like to be, but maybe that's a good thing, doing what I do. But obviously, I use my medium, Sarah and her partner Toby, and they are excellent. And what I know, I never tell them. They don't want to know, but they always find it.
Wow.
From their way, from their angle.
Absolutely wonderful.
I've seen one or two things, but not a lot.
Okay.
But I do now sense quite quite dramatically. When I walk into a room, I can sense there's something there. Don't know what it is, but I think, oh gosh, there's something in here. And, you know, if Sarah's there, she says, oh yeah, it's a little girl, it's over there, or it's a little boy, he's curious about what we're doing. Between us, we work in partnership, and it's successful.
Excellent. Now, I do think that the island itself is such a magical, mysterious place, isn't it? It must be absolutely full of
I'm so blessed to be like doing this on the Isle of Wight. I did put out the claim that the Isle of Wight is the most haunted island in the world. It was a bit tongue-in-cheek because nobody can disprove it, but it seems to have carried through because a lot of people come to me and say, oh, I hear it's the most haunted island in the world. Yes, it's a magical, spiritual place.
It is. Now, Mark Tuckey's still with us from Isle of Wight Ghost Experience. So, Mark, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What is the spookiest pub you've ever had an experience in?
Ah, well, I think the most spookiest pub, as you call it, is the one that's the oldest pub in Newport, which is the Castle Inn at the top of the High Street. This has the stable bar at the back. And when I first started doing the ghost walks, I was told, you must go and have a look at the Castle Inn. There's a lot going on there. So I called and... Sarah and Stuart Luke were then the landlord and landlady, and they took me through to the stable bar and explained that this stable lad had been seen in there hanging from a beam.
Ooh.
Yeah, and they said, oh, well, it was said that he'd been crossed in love and had committed suicide.
Oh, dear.
Well, I didn't believe that. Something was telling me this isn't right at all. Mm. So I asked if I could do an investigation, which we did, and we discovered certain things. Firstly, that he wasn't a little boy. He was a grown man, a young man, but he was a grown man. Secondly, that he was trying to get through to say there was an injustice somewhere along the line. Thirdly, Sarah came downstairs with a big bag of fivepence pieces. Mm. And she said, these are what accumulate at night while we're asleep. And I just pick them up. They can be on the window ledge or on the bar or on the floor or on a table, anywhere. Wow. And I just put them in this bag. And she got a whole big bag of fivepence pieces. Incidentally, they're still appearing to this day. Yeah. Anyway, We sorted out various bits of information about this stable lad, and I did another investigation this time later with my new medium Sarah, and she is the best. And of course, I never tell them anything about what I've discovered.
Yes.
So Sarah knew nothing. It was a blank canvas. Mm. So we walked into the stables, and she said, "I can see." A stable lad in here, and I see standing next to him is a woman, and next to her are two gentlemen that are associated with the woman. And as she goes through, she says, this woman's a money lender, and she's lent the stable lad some money. Now she's called the debt in, and he's saying, I can't pay it back. So I now see her turning to the two gentlemen, saying, you have to make an example of him. Others in the town owe me money. If I let him off, other people that I owe me money will want to be let off as well. Now, there was a beam in the stable bar, which Stuart and Sarah had pointed out was the beam he was found hanging on. And that is a groove, they said, where the rope was. And I thought, well, if this was suicide, why should there be a groove? Absolutely. He would tie the rope to the beam and then kick the chair or whatever from under his feet and just drop. It would be a horrible death.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, says Sarah, I see these two gentlemen pulling on a rope. And that gave me the answer as to why there was a groove in the beam. They'd put a noose around his neck and pulled him up there. It would be awful.
So they must
have the ones that had put the story round that he had committed suicide. And he was getting through to us to say, this is not right. I did not commit suicide. This was murder. And of course, in those days, we're going back to the 18th century, to be a suicide was a mortal sin. Your name would be disgraced.
Absolutely.
So, what about the fivepence pieces? Could it be this stable lad trying to repay his debt a little at a time with a little silver coin?
Absolutely.
A little silver coin that he would identify with.
Yeah.
Wow. So it looked like a fun.
Now, as it happens, we're just about to do another investigation at the Castle Inn. We're arranging it as we speak.
Ooh, lovely.
So if you are interested in doing this investigation, it'll go from 10 o'clock at night till about 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
There will be Sarah and myself will be there in attendance with others. And just keep your eye out on the Facebook page.
Oh, do.
The
keep
Isle of Wight Ghost Experience.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you for that.
You're
Mark.
Welcome.
Gosh. Yeah. Which walk would you recommend for those people who are less mobile or not so good on their feet?
I would recommend the Newport one, which is a new one this year, having not done the Newport one for many years. There's some wonderful history on it. But the real thing is that it's all on pavements and it's flat. So it would be easy for wheelchair users and people who are less stable on their pins.
Thank you.
That would be the one.
That's me. So all your walks start at 8 o'clock, and how long do they go on for generally, roughly?
About an hour and a half. We're usually through by a quarter to half past nine.
That's excellent.
So it's just long enough to have a good walk without it being an endurance test. And we only go along at a gentle pace anyway.
And you do corporate events as well?
We do indeed, yeah. Many, many. I've done all sorts of things from weddings to birthday parties for young and old. Hen parties have done ghost walks with me. They just contact me and we mutually fix a date and a time to their convenience, and away we go. Have lots of fun.
Excellent. So the best way of contacting you is via the Facebook page, is it?
Via the Facebook page or by my telephone number, which is in the brochure.
Okay.
01983 520 695.
And what's the name of your Facebook page?
And the Facebook page is Isle of Wight Ghost Experience.
Thank you so much,
Incidentally,
Mark.
I also do corporate talks, after-dinner speaking, afternoon talks for societies and the like. I'm doing those regularly. So if anybody is interested in a speaker, please contact me and we can talk it through.
That's wonderful. Do get in touch with Mark. He'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for coming to see us today, Mark.
You're more than welcome.
You're very welcome.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.